News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Australia led the world with the ban for social media for under 16s. And there has been a lot of discussion as to whether or not it was an approach worth emulating, with some saying that while it was laudable in intent, it was almost impossible to deliver in application. One of the people who advised on the thinking around the introduction of that ban was Dr. Danielle Einstein. She gave evidence to the Senate inquiry behind the legislation. It's now 6 months on, and she's with us on the programme this morning. She's based in Sydney. She's a clinical psychologist, researcher and author of the Einstein Report, which laid out the evidence on which the decision to introduce the ban was based. Danielle, looking at the progress over the last 6 months, has it worked?
Well, Anton, the ban has actually done something laws rarely do. It's changed the conversation, and it's been a strong cultural signal that we take these harms seriously. And what we've seen so far is about half of children who were using the restricted platforms prior to the ban coming in are now spending less time online. And our schools are making changes. So we're actually at this point in time making changes in the systems around our children with regard to their use of social media.
Now, that doesn't sound like the objective has been delivered. If what we have is 50% of people with unchanged behaviour and the other 50% just reducing exposure rather than ending it, that doesn't really seem to chime with the word ban.
Well, what it is, I think it's really important, Anton, that you understand this is the first step in a multi-layered approach. So the first step is regulation, which then supports parents. And what we've seen is parents of younger children have made decisions to not permit their children to use social media, or actually to delay even smartphones for many parents. And here's one of the indications of that. That is that in 2024, at the beginning of the first year of secondary school, 98.4% of children were using social media. And we saw that at a de-identified school. We ran the same question at another de-identified school at the beginning of this year, and it had dropped to 36%. So that's going from 98.4% to 36%. So that is a big change. Now, it's going to take a while, because it's not only, first of all, the platforms haven't complied. So our e-safety regulator is starting to take steps that are the next stage in enforcement. The ban at the moment is easily bypassed, and children get many attempts until they succeed on many of the platforms. So I think in Ireland, you need to understand that because Australia went first, we are on a battle where we need the rest of the world to be helping think about what to do as well, because the harms that we're seeing, the increase in anxiety, the depression, the self-harm, the suicide, the glamorising of mental health, and also the algorithms and the addictive use and the impacts on brain development, they haven't gone away.
But what's interesting, though, Danielle, is where you describe the sort of the Australian role in setting a precedent, a lot of the rest of the world have looked at it and said, we want to achieve the same end result that Australia aspires to, but we're going to do a different way. And a lot of the reaction has been, let us not do a ban, let's put pressure on the social media companies. 6 months in, what's your view? Do you think that can be just as effective?
Oh, I think that as many different initiatives as we can do, the better. And yes, that is that. I mean, I think that's where the media has misrepresented Australia's ban. The ban is a law on the platforms. It's not on the children. No children, no parents get in trouble. It's the platforms who are then supposed to pay a fine if they're not putting reasonable steps to not allow children to have accounts. And that's really important, Anton, to understand. It's about their owning accounts. Because once a child is uploading their own videos and posting comments all the time and then checking on what everyone around them thinks of them, that's when they get into this sense of being overly reliant on what other people's views of them, becoming self-preoccupied and insecure, and it's undermining social cohesion, which we're seeing all around the world.
Danielle, thank you very much. That is Dr. Danielle Einstein, who is Sydney-based clinical psychologist, researcher and author of the Einstein Report.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.